You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
the
Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Don't take it too far. Don't take it to sin. And anger can take you to the edge. It's okay to be angry. I'm mad. I'm mad at the fact that we don't have affordable housing. I'm angry about that. If my children don't get along, I get angry about that. If there's contention in my house, I get angry about that. If there's stuff going on in the church, you'll see me turning over tables. Jesus got angry. But don't take it to sin where you start cutting people's influence.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Overcoming Offense. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 6.
Don't listen to the devil. He works in our weaknesses. He works in our enfeeblings. He works in our lack. He works through our limitations. So don't listen to the devil, because he's a liar. The first thing he told you and the last thing he told you was a lie. He's a murderer from the beginning. He's the author of suicide. I think he laughs when we take our lives. Oh, I don't have to worry about them anymore. They're done. Write it down. He's a sower of discord. Everything can be going straight. He'll drop discord in it. If our minstrels are playing and I'm singing a song, King of Glory, fill this place. I just want to be with you. Discord will be the minstrel hitting a note that's not common to the song that we're singing, going to a different key that has nothing to do with the arrangements for that song. So if it's King of Glory, fill this place, they will hit a note talking about like, eek, eek, eek. Well, say, what is that? I look over there and say, what are you doing? Oh, I just wanted to just release discord. That's what the devil does to harmonies. We can be going straight. Everything is going well, but he's going to come in with an offense to create some type of sound to take us away from the norm. Or let you hear something that will cause you to back away from the norm. We're not saying that what you heard wasn't real, but it is not the purpose of it. The enemy uses it to separate friendships. God uses it for you to grow, because many are the afflictions of the righteous. Some of us are in relationships and we want to be there that are causing us pain. That's not God's intent. But if you're in a relationship and it's causing you pain, grow from it. Watch the discords. Fix it. If it can't be fixed, okay, but try to fix it. The enemy uses the discord to create an open chasm for a spirit called suicide. If it's not suicide, it will separate friends. He's a sower of discord. He sows discord. He's called an adversary. Now, every great game is great. The NBA is about to go into the playoff seasons. That's when everybody starts watching. You need an adversarial opponent. In other words, you need a defensive team and an offensive team. You need a team to combat you. So if the Lakers are going to play against an opponent, they need to be able to combat that opponent by matching like skill sets. The Congress is that way. If you know anything about what happened yesterday, an aid package was passed by the House of Representatives that's going to give money to Ukraine and to Israel. It passed because Democrats and Republicans came together. Y'all understand? But it is an adversarial system. That's why they have debates and argue. The framers said if we have an adversarial system, then truth will emerge out of it. And that may be good as it relates to Congress, but it's not good as it relates to the people of God. In this church, we shouldn't have an adversarial system. That's while I'm preaching, you're saying within yourself, I ain't with that. He ain't all that. I'm not going with that. I see flaws in his life. You do. I showed you one this morning. But it's for your benefit. I could hide it. I don't have to say what I went through. But it's for your benefit. I went through it. So you don't go through it. Or if you do, you can come out of it. Because if I hurt somebody when I was 20, you wouldn't see me now. What are you going to do when your heart gets broke? That's why I share it with you. Adversarial is not good when you're in covenant. The adversary of your soul is not good. He's always the enemy. And you got to drive him out of the region. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's why Jesus came into that region and his foot hit the soil, because he was driving out the enemy or the adversary that made the man cut himself with rocks. That's suicide. And he's crying in the tombs. That's him saying, help me. And that's what people are doing. You're cutting yourself and you're still saying, help me. But when I say, let go of the rock, no. You're still cutting yourself while you're crying. That's demonic. To be in the fire, then throw yourself in the water, and throw yourself in the fire, and throw yourself in the water. And I told you, chaos is in the country. A man from St. Augustine drove up to D.C., put some type of inflammatory on his body, and set himself on fire outside of the courtroom in Manhattan this week. What kind of spirit will make you do that? It's world news. Fox News don't want to show you because the man is a conspiracy theorist. But you got to understand that kind of demon that will make, just to make yourself known or seen, or you feel like you got to go that far to set yourself on fire to get attention. What kind of foolish, you think that's God? You're going to see more of it. I see young people getting themselves in rooms and taking their lives. And if we don't speak about it, you're going to see it in America. A chaotic spirit, a Jim Jones type spirit. People are so depressed that they take themselves out and their children. We're coming against that spirit in the name of Jesus. You say, well, Bishop, what are you doing? I can't tell you. I'm seeing it. I can see it. Ooh, Jesus. Setting yourself on fire. What kind of trauma is that? And I just read to you. I read to you last week out of 1 Corinthians 13. Though I have the tongue of men and of angels and don't have love. Though I give my body to be burned. If I don't have love, it doesn't profit me. In that same week, a man sets himself on fire. In the name of what? That you're with Trump? Is that the trumpet blast the church is looking for? Trumpet blast. Boop, 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 boop. This is what prophets are saying about the rise of President Trump. Ain't nobody set themselves on fire for Jesus. I believe in your policies, but your stuff ain't right. I'll say it. You won't say it, but I'll say it. Come on, man. I believe in your policies, but your stuff ain't right.
You don't get people to storm the Capitol ever just to stay in power. You don't do that. God is spirit. He's holy. He's omnipotent. He's righteous. He's unchangeable. He's sovereign. He's love. He's faithful. Don't listen to the devil. Please don't listen to the devil. Please. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 25. Paul is about to show us how we can get rid of offense and stay connected. He says, putting away lying. In other words, tell the truth. Tell the truth will limit offenses. Look at the word. Let each one of you speak truth with his what? Neighbor. That means if you're passing on information, how do you know if it's true or not if you're the only one that's it hadn't been verified? Gossip, a lot of times, has no truth in it at all. And I did an experiment here at the church by whispering to someone that sat on this row right here. I whispered something in their ear, and I told them to tell the next person what I said exactly. Don't add nothing to it. Don't take anything away. And they whispered into the next person's ear, and it went down this aisle, that aisle, that aisle, that aisle, that aisle. And in the back of the room, I said, what did I say? It was totally different from what I told the first person. I did it in this ministry to show our people just how things get misconstrued. Because I can say to you something, but you got a filter. You have a filter. In other words, what I say to you goes through a filter, and then you interpret it based on that filter. A lady came up one time and gave an offering, and I said something like, thank you. What she heard was, you don't walk up and give. Usually you're not the one that walks up and gives like that, so you want to be seen. That's what she said. I said. Does that sound like me? If you came to the altar and gave some money, I may say, whoa, whoa, especially if it was a large amount. I don't even look at the money like that. What did they give? I'm busy doing what I do. This lady said, you said that all I want to do is be seen. That's why you left the church. I said, I didn't say that. Yes, you did. I said, I didn't. Now, you can go if you want to go, but don't tell me I did it, because I didn't. Because she heard it through her filters. And a lot of time when you got stuff going on in your life, you may even speak the truth. But you got filters that you're dealing with, and you got to learn how to overcome it. That's why I ask God to clean filters. When they change the oil in your car, don't just tell them to change the oil and give you synthetic oil. You got to tell them to change the air filter as well. It goes along with oil changes. You need a clear air filter. They'll pull it out and say, look how dirty this is. The car needs the filter changed. What about us? Whoever hurt you in the past, you'll start hearing words that trigger what they did. When God can purify you so you're not offended as much. Look at the word. It says, speak the truth with his neighbor, verse 25. For we are members of one body. And he's reminding you, like in this church, I know we all want to be individuals, and the world is telling us you got to know your truth, and we don't really see ourselves as a body. But when you see yourselves, when we see ourselves as a member in particular of the body of Christ, my toe is not going to try to hurt my head. I'm not going to kick myself in the head. It's almost impossible, right? Yet you see that a lot in the kingdom. Feet are slapping faces. hands aren't scratching backs. It's pulling out hair. We're hurting each other versus helping each other. We had a great assimilation meeting on this last Thursday. It was powerful. And our assimilation team has four departments in it. That's administration, follow-up, facilitation in classrooms, and the last one is gift assessments. What we're creating is a system where all of them will work together and not see themselves as separate. In other words, teachers will understand what follow-up does. Follow-up will understand what teachers do. Administration will be connected with all of them. And gift assessments will also function and flow with the flow and the purpose of each department within assimilation. So when you stand up and get your certificate, and teachers are back there clapping their hands for you, they all will understand that it's not just classroom teaching that got it done, or administration that got it done, or just follow-up that got it done, or just gift assessments that got it done, and we're canceling fast track because we want you to assimilate here. That means you come into the ministry and your mindset connects with this one body. And if you really connect with the one body, when I hurt, you will hurt. And when you hurt, I will hurt. And we won't be easily offended with each other. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I'm trying to raise up a church that's balanced. Verse 26, be angry. It says, be angry. Be angry. Be angry. It's a natural emotion. But notice what the scripture says. Don't take it too far. Don't take it to sin. And anger can take you to the edge. It's okay to be angry. I'm mad. I'm mad at the fact that we don't have affordable housing. I'm angry about that. If my children don't get along, I get angry about that. If there's contention in my house, I get angry about that. If there's stuff going on in the church, you'll see me turning over tables. Jesus got angry. But don't take it to sin where you start cutting people's influence. Minimizing their effectiveness. Sowing discord. Blocking people from growing. Being an author of a problem versus the solution. You can be angry. You can be mad with me, but say it at home. You can say anything you want to say at home. I don't give a bishop. You start saying it around church people, I'm going to have a problem with you. Just like you would have a problem with me. Usually if I say something, it's for the betterment. I don't have no ill will against you. I do staff meeting every week. If you got a problem, you can say something to me. If you don't say it in staff meeting, it shouldn't be said. Just like on your job, if you don't have enough guts to say it when your boss or your supervisor is there, you shouldn't be working with employees saying it. You bring it up then. If there's a problem in assimilation, that's the time to bring it up. Not to say everything's cool. And you know there's problems. If I meet with teams, this is what I'm looking for, is collaboration. I've been meeting with the HCI for a year, since last March, every week on Thursdays. You think that's easy for me? But to get the ball rolling, we have to do that. We have to overcome issues. We got to work together. And that's what it required from the helm, from the leadership. And if you're a leader in a ministry and you're not willing to put in that type of effort, you're not going to make it. You got to sit down with people and resolve conflicts. And you got to do it in your house. You may not have the same viewpoint on things, but it should be talked about. That silence is a killer. You got to surf. You got to say, I don't like that. I don't agree with that. Just put it out there. Be angry, but sin not. I got to watch my voice. I raise my voice when I'm angry. I got to watch the tone. Help me, Jesus. The Bible says, be angry, but sin not. Then he says, do not let what? The sun go down. In other words, you shouldn't carry it from one day to the next. If you're angry, you got to speak at that time. And don't let the sun go down on your wrath. In other words, you got 24 hours to resolve it. Not years. Or to at least address it. 24 hours. Well, I ain't gonna say nothing. Okay, I'm showing you what the scripture says. Offenses breed like cancer. You let it go on and on and on and on and on. It starts eating away at the fabric of relationships. Don't let the sun go down. I want to emphasize that on your wrath. If you love, we have to confront issues and get over them. I like verse 27, give no place to the devil. What place? The crack of offense. The devil is spirit too, a spirit being. And so for me to stand behind this podium is good, right? It will be hard for me to squeeze through this portion of the podium. That will be hard for me. But the devil doesn't need to be like me. He can reduce himself almost like an octopus, and he can go through small holes. I'm limited. I have to go here or go around it. But Satan, as a spirit being, can shift and reduce himself to slide through a hole, to get into a conversation and to a realm that I could never get into. If I don't have help from the spirit realm, I can't stop him. He is cunning. Glory to God. Help me, Jesus. And you got to close the holes so he doesn't show up. You'll be saying, how did you get up in here? I was reading the scripture. It says that a lizard is the smallest of reptiles. It didn't say reptiles, but the smallest creature, and it can be easily caught, but it also is in the same arena as kings. It can be found in palaces. So if you think, okay, say for instance, if there's a crack, and there are many cracks, the lizard spirit or a leviathan spirit can come into the palace. All it needs is a crack. When Megan turned 16 years old, we did a party for her. And I heard in this place, it was somewhere off of Hibiscus. And next thing I heard people screaming in the other room. Guess what? Somebody moved something and there was a serpent in the room. And you should have heard the screams. Well, how did the serpent get in there? Well, while we were bringing food in, the door was open. Guess what? A serpent came in through one of the cracks. And it was in the corner, hiding. Nobody would have seen it until a sofa or something was moved. And that's what's happening to many of us. Offense comes through a crack. Then it magnifies and breeds. It becomes bigger than it should. Catch the serpent, catch the lizard and kick him out. Don't kick me out. How can you have a dog in your lap and I'm in the doghouse? How can you have a dog barking at everybody? Arr, 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 and you saying you like that. Oh, the dog loves me. But I'm in the doghouse. Get that dog out and save me. Man shouldn't have to bark at everybody before you say he's good. Dog can't feed you.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Overcoming Offense, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2404-2108. That's reference number 2404-2108.
The newest edition of Revealed Magazine is available on our website, truthrevealed.org, where you can download a copy for yourself or someone else. You can flip through the mobile app magazine pages or purchase a hard copy for $3 at the communication and promotion counter.
Registration is open for Vacation Bible School 2024, which is scheduled from Monday, July 15th through Friday, July 19th for children ages 2 through 6th grade. Check out the mobile app to register and purchase your t-shirt. Email bbs@truthrevealed.org for more information.
Ladies, remember to join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. Trim Nation, you are invited to the Ambassadors for Christ Breakfast Fundraiser on Saturday, June 1st at 9 a.m. in the Fellowship Hall. Tickets are $10. See an AFC representative to purchase your ticket or stop by the CNP counter.
If you are ready to belong, grow, connect, and serve, numerous classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org or check out the mobile app to learn how to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.